And good morning. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. It is Tuesday morning. I do hope you've got a wonderful day planned for you. It's going to be nice. Did I mention 86? We don't have the fog this morning that we had yesterday, so it's starting off a little bit better. I like that. Nice weather in store for us, and we'll tell you the forecast in detail coming up in just a few moments. Plus, we've got a lot of stories from around the world that will influence us, that will make an impact on America that we're going to talk about here in just a moment. Stay with us on that, and we'll be filling you in on all the details of that. Let's see, a few folks up and at them. Sheila, how are you? Miss Carol joins us. Evelyn, Adele, Mr. Mark. Elmer is there, as well as Chris. A few of y'all waking up stirring. We'll be right back. Let's get this morning underway as we'll go to Collinsville now. A big word. Let's go out and get an inspirational moment.
Throughout the year, we have days on the calendar that give us opportunity to focus on special people in our lives. The next one up is Mother's Day. We already see stores with displays of cards and gifts that are made for moms, and we'll cook special meals or go to our favorite restaurant. We'll have special gatherings with families. Most of our churches will have special emphasis and make much over moms. All of this is an effort to show love to someone special. In 1 John 4:9, John writes, "This is how God showed His love among us." Demonstrating love is important to God. And what John says next tells us of a demonstration of love that only God can show. He says He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. Verse 10 says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." God initiated this relationship with us by loving us redemptively. He didn't do it because we deserved it, because we're just special, or because that's what He's supposed to do. He demonstrated His love to meet our greatest and most desperate need. Let's celebrate and thank God for this love every day. Change begins in you.
The Change Begins in You is brought to you in part by Piggly Wiggly of Collinsville, Patrick Allen Companies, Mitchell Tire and Wrecker in Collinsville, and Mowdy Cabinetry. And welcome back, your friend Scotty Ray, along with Odie getting started at 7 o'clock. He made me laugh before we get there. And I made a remark to Odie before I went back live on this, as we start looking at headlines across America. Now, I've never been one to watch, what is the TV show, The Bachelorette, The Bachelor, whatever it's called, where they magically get on TV and they have a choice of 12 people and they eliminate it down to one. And they get married at the end, don't they?
Yeah.
What I didn't know, I've heard of that part. What I didn't know is they have a senior one for older couples. Are you aware of this?
I've heard it. I hadn't seen that.
It's called The Golden Bachelor. And I'm going to shock everyone. After they've been married for, 3 months, less than a year, they're getting a divorce, the winners of it. Imagine that. Does anyone really expect that stuff to last? You don't know them. That other one, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, don't they, commit a lot of sins on that show from...
Oh, yeah.
Where have we gone with entertainment is my point on that. Yeah, if y'all could hear Odie in the background there, he said the real word there, where it's headed us. Merle Haggard had a song about that back in the 70s. Something about a snowball rolling somewhere. I think y'all know what I'm talking about. It worries me of what goes on in America, and we've got more examples of it in the headlines this morning. We do see that in Pennsylvania. This happened in 2022. A test airplane crashed. They are now, seeing that it had some type of problem. The pilot, it ejected. It was actually a helicopter, I believe is what it was. Hit the propeller, and they crashed due to this. The pilot was 76. Awful. Now, it took 2 years for the report to come out. They knew that long before now of what happened there. Horrible, horrible. We mentioned this briefly yesterday. And this is going to be most likely a targeted person. But a wife was sitting at a red light in Florida. A car pulls up behind her. A gunman jumps out of the car, holds a gun on her, gets in the back seat, and it appears to be a carjacking. And that's what we had early tomorrow. We would find out later in the day that the car was found burned with a body inside. There's a 95% chance that it's a lady who went missing. She did call her husband right before it happened and said, someone's been following me. They do think it's a target. They don't know why or what. That's horrible. Pay attention to your surroundings. Red lights, there's nowhere to go. They've got pictures of the car. I can guarantee you the car that was behind it was probably a stolen car that they were using to pursue her. God bless them. This is just, it's bad. Florida is where that happened yesterday. We see that Tesla getting ready to lay off 10% of workers. Elon Musk doing that. And well, you got to do what you got to do to keep the company going. And that's what they've got to do at this point. You ever just see the story that's there and you go, I don't really know how to do this. So we'll just try this. Here's the headline. I'm not sure he, she, or it. Transgender woman, 35, identifies as a vampire. So let me just show you the picture here.
She got a precipitation trophy.
Yeah, that's a trophy. And here is the person. Let me word it that way. Why is this person in the news? They're convicted of sexually assaulting a mentally disabled teenager while under investigation for the strangling death of a man at her home. America, America, America. We're so caught up on all these different making each group happy. Crime is running rapid. We do see that the Atlantic, a Virgin Atlantic airline from JFK to Heathrow had to cancel a flight. They were getting ready. A catering company was there and it hit the airplane. And it can't take off after that. Could cause problems later. We did see that happen there yesterday. What else do we have this morning here? We'll come back to that. University of Southern California, the valedictorian, has been told she can't make her speech. Well, there's more to it than you think. She had made several posts about Israel and what she thought should happen to Israel. People were upset and protests were going to happen, and they deemed it to be the safest thing to not let her speak due to what could happen if she did. These universities. I'll leave it at that. And that's the headline, though. This angers me every time I see it. New York, as we go there, is people. There's always, and it's your right as an American to protest. What I do have a problem is when you take your protest to the street, you take an American flag and burn it. I have major issues with that. And I do think there is a law that protects the United States of America flag. I don't think it's enforced. I could be wrong. It may, depending upon state, how the state laws are written. But these were folks that were Palestinian activists in the streets of America. Why are they in the streets of America doing this? But burning our flag, I'm against it wholeheartedly. Again, one of those stories, I'll let you fill in the blank at the end of that. This is, you will hear rumors of this for weeks. One reason is it makes great headlines. Is it true? We don't know. But we do suspect that this is probably a high probability. Russia has made an arms pact with Iran. We saw that last night, the United States Senate attempted to pass a bill that would give, I forget how many trillion to Israel. It failed. And of course, they need money to help replenish the Iron Dome. Am I one in financing other countries? Absolutely not. Israel needs help. We've been given to, what's that country over there for the last 2-3 years? The little president comes over and whines, and we give him more money every time, the taxpayer money. Ukraine. What are they doing here? They're trying to make it to where it's a double package, to where Ukraine would also get funding before they give money to Iran, Israel. We really, really need in the United States bill per bill and not be able to pass and dump things together. So many things happen where it's dumped into a bill and no one knows. That happens every day. You know, I can understand this. Money is not everything in life. It's not. And many of you think, well, it sure is important. Yeah, it's important. But wait till you truly, upon your life, have a near-death experience, and it shows you without a shadow of a doubt, it's just paper. That's really all it is. We have a widow who is 92 years old. It was her house for 65 years. Golf course, wanting to buy it. They've bought up everything around her. They've spent so far $200 million. No matter the amount of money, she goes, I'm not selling. Now, who knows what will happen once she passes and her kids gets it. They may sell to the golf course, but she ain't backing down right now. Congratulations to her. Again, money is not everything, and it cannot. No matter what people tell you, it cannot buy you happiness. Now, I didn't say it couldn't take the sting out of things.
That's right.
It sure is nice to have a little bit, but it is not happiness. Some of the most miserable people in this world are billionaires and millionaires, and that's the gospel. We'll be right back as we'll get into your forecast to get this day underway just for you. Y'all don't rush off anywhere. We'll be right back. Philadelphia Gun and Pound, located at 910 Posey Avenue, has tons of lawnmowers to choose from. A big selection of zero-turn lawnmowers, power washers, and even barbecue grills. Step inside the store and see their complete line of Liberty safes along with those Browning safes. A large selection of Louis Vuitton purses along with satin shirts and bead sets. And tons to choose from for the outdoorsman in your household. And always a great deal on any type of jewelry you're looking for. And a private lobby for pawns for your confidentiality. Philadelphia Gun and Pawn.
Your forecast is brought to you by EMEPA, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back as we get into our forecast this morning. As I mentioned, we don't have any fog this morning like we did yesterday. Well, not close to us. Let's go to the Mississippi Gulf Coast to find that fog down south near Biloxi as we get in these areas here. Centralia, you're going to be traveling that Highway 45 area toward the beach this morning. There is there. East of Daphne as you get into Evergreen, Alabama, and these areas here, Fort Walton Beach, as you get into Florida, you're going to have a bunch of fog in that direction. Picayune, Mississippi as well, if you're headed towards Slidell, you will have a little bit there. What is that I spy on radar? Is that a little bit of a rain shower near Shibuta this morning? It is. And we're going to warm up to 86 degrees here in a little while. We're sitting at 67 right now as we begin this adventure together today. It's going to be nice. Don't worry. All right, let's get further into this. Let's go back for our record highs, our record lows. We do see that 1955, we had a high of 89 today. It was 07. Yeah, that's even starting to sound like a long time ago. 32 degrees today back in 07. As we look at the forecast for today, 85 to 86 is forecasted from the Meridian area. A degree cooler as you move through Philadelphia, and maybe even a couple degrees down to 83, 84 in there in Columbus. Down the river, we'll see anywhere from 85 to 84 down towards Natchez and those areas across the Mississippi River there. As we look at Alabama, here's what we got. 83 in Demopolis, should be 83 in Birmingham as well. Not bad weather at all as we glance at those. Something to be glad about. Now, areas of Mississippi today will have some strong winds as we look out to the west there. From Jackson on across, it's going to be very gusty today with up to 30 to 40 mile an hour gusts. Now, our area will have somewhere around 25-mile-an-hour gusts. And again, as I put in the notes online, do not burn. It's just not worth it today. It'll jump out of hand, and next thing you know, all the fire departments are at your house. And, well, you just don't need that today. That's what's happening with the winds. Let's look at what's our 7-day forecast turns out to be as we go back and pull this up again today, 86. We'll see that tomorrow a tad cooler at 81. Nighttime lows are steady at, well, mid-60s this week as we move into Thursday again, 86. As the weekend rolls in, what's that I spy on Saturday? Oh, it looks like a 40% chance of showers, increasing to 50% on Sunday. Don't count it out just yet. We're a few days out for this. Hopefully won't mess up any weekend activities. We're back to 10% on Monday with a high of 74. As we move across, 78 back on the 23rd. And then we're into the 80s again by April the 24th and carrying us all the way through the 30th. We've had a few showers this month, but not as much as I anticipated with April. April usually has rain, 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 and more rain. We have had some, but not near as much as I thought we would. As we see a few scattered showers coming in there that last week of April as we head toward May. Can y'all believe the word May? We're midway of April, first quarter gone. We're going to be talking about Santa Claus before long. Let's talk about fishing. We go to Chet's Paint and Body. What's Chet got in store for us at the fishing hole today? Major time begins right around 8 a.m., about 10 till this morning, and it'll carry you through about 10. So it's an early morning fishing trip today is what we look. It'll be after dark before the next major, and then a slight chance of good fishing there around 12:30 to about 2:30 this afternoon if you're out. But look at those winds now. South wind 5 to 15. That's steady with gust as high as 25 miles an hour if you're planning a fishing trip or doing anything outside. What does it tell me? It's great for drying clothes. Now, they'll be stiffer than a cardboard cutout, but you're depending on how tough you are, if you like that. We all know how that works out. Thank y'all for joining us this morning. Katina, good to see you. Miss Jean, we'll be here to tell you all about what's going on locally. That's up and coming at the top of the hour. And also, we'll have a special guest this morning from the East Mississippi, what's it called, Odie? East Mississippi
Crime Stoppers.
Crime Stoppers. I couldn't get it out.
I went blank.
Crime Stoppers will join us this morning. We'll find out what they do, and what they do for the community, and how you can get in touch with them when you have information that you need to pass on. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Join us, won't you, at 7, as we'll get this day rocking and rolling for you at the Scotty Ray Report. Join us, won't you?
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.